Good morning, a guten Chodesh, und a fröhliche und a lichtige Chanukah. And we're about to start the 8th perek. This past week was Daf Samach, 8th perek. Hard to pass by the Yom Tov that we're currently in. I mentioned a word or two. We're already pretty deep into the Yom Tov, and each day, Jesus Base Hill, at the number of the neighbors are growing, the lights, the spiritual ruchnis, the licht, are shining very strongly. And that's what we Chazal and Mesakin in the Al Hanisim to know that the Koyach HaToyra, Menoyra, Koyach HaToyra, at the Afa Shavua, Limit HaToyra, Limit HaToyra is something which ignites that unbelievable force, the Mruchnistika oil that shines. That's really the source. The source and the life source of a Yid. The Mulchoma, the really fundamental battle between the Yevonim and Klal Yisrael, was as Chazal tell us, Lashkichem Torisech Lavir Mechuk Eretzinecha. The Yevonim, they were trying to enlighten Klal Yisrael with a new way of life, a new outlook, which is totally contrary to the foundations of Yiddishkeit, a mechama of ruchnis against gashmis, pnim, inner source with the superficial outer geshem. That's what Klal Yisrael stands for. Klal Yisrael stands for the pnimius, the nafshis, the soul, the spirituality. That's the driving force. And that is really the main force that Klal Yisrael stands for. And that's the yontif. The yontif is that, of course, lehoidus lahal, to give thanks and praise to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But what we're doing is that we're standing behind the statement that Chashbinoim very clearly made through their actions, Mesiras Nefesh, that without being able to live a life of Torah properly, Lo Mali Chayim, and they really, obviously we're not planning on winning a war, the Rambam Yatim, the Chaloshim, Gibor Me'achaloshim, we're not expecting that. It was the statement that Lo Mali Chayim, Klaus was living for, like as the Rambam tells us, right, for over 50 years in such a situation, suffocating on a, definitely on a ruchnistic level, and the Chashminoim expressed that, and as the Bach tells us, that really things began with the Rofu Yudeim Min Ho'avoida, and they were strengthen themselves to the extent of Mesiras Nefesh, and that's what activated the Nisim Ruami Shemeali Sochob Zorcha Midoha Lechu Kemat Leve Machnia Watzchemosh Vyodi. So we should be Zeicha Taka this year, the lights of the Menorah, that Ruchnistic light, the Or, should continue to light, to shine strongly. We should be zeicher soon in our days. The chayad moin betzel tzalmoin hokim lon royishim. Okay. Zog the Mishnah. Koinem yayin shani toim hayoim. Zog the Mishnah. Koinem yayin shani toim hayoim. Right. The main point of the Mishnah over here is the time duration of the neder. Right, he asks Yain Hayoim. Hayoim, this is the expression that he used. Nidorm Hulchach Losh Neyodom. What's the intention when someone says Hayoim? Any also Elat Shetech Shach. Yoim means today. He's limiting his nether to today, and once today is over, the nether is over. Achetechshach, achetechshach. Now, what does that achetechshach means? I guess you know that's totally in the, you know, when so your Shabbos is over. Right? And the nether is zochah deraisa, you know. So you know you have to chayes, you know, whenever your Rabbeinu Tam is chayes, you know. You're 50, you're 72. No. Yeah. Also, Achetech Shach. Shabbizu. Shabbiz refers to a week. Shabbizu. Also, Bechol HaShabbiz. Shabbiz Sho'ovra. As Ran explains, we'll see the Ran. Person is standing during the week, any day during the week, and he says, Shabbizu this week. So he's referring to the duration of the week itself, till the week is over. Shabbos is part, this is the last day of the week, Yom HaShvi, and therefore the Neder extends to the Shabbos Sho'ovra, right? Shabbos is part of the upcoming Shabbos is part of the previous Cheshbon, it's part of that week, and therefore it's Bechlal the Neder. Right? And once again, right, when it'll end, you know, Achetech Shach of that time. Chodesh Zeh, the time bracket that he gave for this nether is a Chodesh Zeh, this month. Also, B'chol HaChodesh V'Shchodesh Habo. So wherever he's standing in the month, but he's also till the month ends. The month ends. Last day of the month, V'Shchodesh is Lehabo. Right, we'll see in the Gemara about this. But Rosh Chodesh Lehabo, that's part of the next month. So Rosh Chodesh is not awesome. Zok the Mishnah, Shana Zu. Let's say the time is a Shana. Also, B'chol HaShana, Rosh Hashana Lasi Lovei. He's also, his net will ask him to the till the year is complete, from where he's standing, till the completion of the year. Rosh Hashanah la'asid lovei. And Rosh Hashanah, the upcoming Rosh Hashanah, is already on the next year's Cheshbon. That's not included in the Issa. Shavua Zeh. At Shavua refers to the 7-year Shemitah cycle. Shavua Zeh, if he's asking for a Shemitah cycle, or, you know, a Shavua, is also b'chol shavu u'shvi'is sha'ovru, that he is also till the present Shemitah cycle is over. Shemitah is the 7th year of that cycle, and therefore shvi'is is sha'ovru is part of the cheshbon that he's in right now, and therefore he'll be also during the Shemitah year. However, v'mamar yemechod, Shabbos Achas, Chodesh Echod, Shana Echod, Shavua Echod. Also, Miyem Liyem. However, if he's not referring to, like, the Beish is referring to one he's in, and he's referring to it when it's over. But if he's, this Loshen is referring to an entire we'll call it cycle, right, of this unit, entire unit that he's referring to, is Yem Echod. And his halacha is also miyoyim liyoyim. So let's see what that means. That means that when he says yoyim echad, so he's also kipchute, what it means, that I think the man uses his loshen's meisleis, that he's also till whenever he made this nether is tomorrow when this point of time comes back once again. Right, so that, you know, an entire cycle, right? So I guess he has to look at his watch to see, you know, hour, minute, second, and shine, right? That the nether will last till then. Shabbos, if he says Shabbos Achas is one entire week. So again, right, till he comes back to to this day, right? Wherever he's holding on, what day of the week, till he comes back to this day, b'chayrut again to this point of time.
So me'esra is again at 3:07 p.m.
I would think so, right? We'll see. Maybe you know, I'm a shmois in the Ran, but kibshutoi that yeah, that's what I would think, right? Chodesh Echad is again. He's also till he comes back to this point of time in the month. Now Lechoda. Just help me with the math over if this is right. That I think different months have a different how many days they have, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So if he asked the chodesh, it's not relevant, you know, to a day issue, the number of days. It's till he comes back to this day in the next month. So it could be that depending on the month that he's on, it might be a chesh from 29 or 30 days. One of the two, right? Is that correct?
If you do the 29th, it would be yasser probably till the 29th, right? If you do right, assuming that right, but if you do the 30th and the next month doesn't have the 30th, so then I know we have you with yartzeit, that's an issue, but I would imagine here it would go to the next month, you know, to right, in other words, he wouldn't be yasser on the 29th, right?
Also, one second. Let's see. So you bring up a case. If he's standing on the, I mean, every month has a 29th. So let's say he's standing on the 30th. That's what
right.
You're saying.
He's on the
30th. Making the neder on the 30th, and the upcoming month doesn't have a 30. Right. So you want to know when is he going to be mutter?
This is like a famous question for yartzeit for
right.
Bar mitzvahs and things.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know if it would follow the same gedarim or.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe when we see the Gemara, maybe that will shed some light onto this. Right. Okay. So this I will maybe we'll talk about then. Right, but the point that we were saying over here was that a month is a month, right? It's not a question of number of days. It's a month cycle. So you know, however long it takes you to get back, you know, to this day of the month is that's what was answered. Shona achas. Now this might be a point to raise. What kind of year are we talking about? What kind of year are we talking about? I guess maybe we could have even asked it even in a month, right? Mean to say that since the Dorma Hulch Achar Losh Neyodom, I would wonder, you know, in a month maybe we're more. More, I don't know, places, you know, what people think more on, you know, on as far as months, the Jewish calendar, but in a year, I would wonder, Taka, what how that presents itself today, right? What's the dash in the autumn? People are thinking a lunar year or a solar year. Yeah. Okay. Yesh levar. I had to find out what that is. Right. It's. Usually there's a difference of days. Right. It's 11-day difference. Right. Something like that. Okay. In the case of Shavua Echad, that's an entire Shemitah cycle. So wherever he's standing. Until he once again arrives at that. Now, what would that mean? See, So the truth of the matter is, let's go back to the year for a second. Right? Just to bring out the point that even the year itself, even the lunar year, right? The Shnas Halavana, there's such thing as a Shana that's Mu'uber. You have an extra month, you have another base. And so what would be in that case, right? If he's asking himself till he comes back to this date, so then it if the year is in Ibiyor, so then it'll be an extra month for him to get back, right? So depending on what type of year he made the nether, that will the cycle might take longer to get back. Now, and let's say now when we're talking about the Shemitah, so you know that could also be relevant. Right? See, he's now holding in the fifth year, right, of the Shemitah cycle, a certain day of the month, right? So he has to come back to that once again, you know, when he's, this is right, 7 years later, and that's just to this date.
Even if the Rav wants to tie that year, he's referring to a secular year, right, or a solar year,
right?
Right, but if he's talking about the Shvua, so that's clearly
Shemitah, right.
Talking about a Jewish year,
right? Right, that would be mistaken, right? There, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see the Ran over here. This part of the mission. Zok the Ran. Koinim yain sheni toim hayoim and yosel after techshach. Right, the Isser is over once the day ends, no matter where he's standing. Right, so the duration of this nether is real depending on at what point of the day he makes the nether. This could be a 24 hour, or it could be just a couple of minutes, right? Depending on how close he's standing to the end of the day. Now, just to be medaic a little bit, right, and we'll keep our eyes open. We always have this discussion. When we come to Nidorim, the Mashmoy's Haloshin, the intention of the person, and as we know that the Chazal, and the Nidorim are Halacha Haloshin Min Yodim, right? So Loshin Min Yodim really would mean that if you want to talk about a word, what people refer to when they use this word, right? That's what that means. That's what that should mean. So when it says when the Rana over here says Kivno Mahayim Loy Mashma. The mashma over here means, you know, the way people use the term, right? That's the mashmois. Shabazu, zok the man vayt. Shabazu, im nodar beecher mei hashavu. One, he makes the nether. He's standing in one of the days of the week. Also becholim mei hashavua, he's also in the rest of the days of the week. Em shabbos atzmei bechal iser shel shavua shavar. And the upcoming Shabbos is included in the iser dechi amri inshi shabazu. When people say Shabbazu, Daitayu al Yemei Hachol Haboim v'al Yom Hashabbos, right? So this is where the Ran stresses, right? You know, Losh Me'odim, what people when they refer to that, what that means, right? That's what it's dependent on. Basically, if the Ran means to suggest that otherwise it will be mashma differently. I mean, we know that Shabbos is the Yom HaShvi, right? It is the seventh day. There is no, I don't know of any connotation that Shabbos would be referred to as, you know, the next Cheshbon, unless, like, we'll see that he's referring to weekdays. Okay. Let's see. Chodesh zeh. In noda be'ech me'ech chodesh, osu b'chol ha'chodesh v'shchodesh labo. If he makes a nether and he asks this month, so he's also to the rest of the days and months, and the upcoming Rosh Chodesh is not part of the nether. She'ein Rosh Chodesh sha'acha yimei ha'chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh, which after the days of this month are over, is not mechlal ha'yisrael, la'abohu nimna umutr, right? It's cheshbon in the next month, and therefore it's umutr. Shana zu zokteran, also b'chol ha'shono, dahainu ad Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. When does the year end? Right? So even though that the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that the year cycle, when it begins, when it ends, might be different points. Abba Rosh Hashanah Mein, right? We're familiar with that Mishnah. Right? But by and large, concerning most things, the year is Tishrei, right? And therefore, Zok Taran, that this would be negated to Tishrei. That's when we have the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah, right? You know, that at least we call Rosh Hashanah, is on Tishrei. But with the beginning of Tishrei, that's already on the next year's Cheshbon Ve'en Mechal Yisr. The rank right, Shavua Zu, Shnei Shmita Zu, right? The years of this Shmita. Also, at Shisham Shisha Shonim Shel Shmita, Zokt Ran, that he's also the completion of the 6 years of in the Shemitah cycle. Also, Gam Kei Mishon HaShviyis, and right, that's the lashon of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says Ushviyis Shavrim. Also, Gam Kei Mishon HaShviyis Shedina Kishel Avar Zeu Pirish Misoshenu. So Shemitah is similar to that of the days of the week, Shabbos, that just like the week ends Yom HaShviyis Shabbos, and therefore someone asks for the duration of the week, Shabbos is included. So too, the cheshbon of Shemitah, the Shemitah year, it's included because the Shemitah is the seventh year of the cycle. In the cycle, okay. We're going to jump over this other pshat right now. Okay, if that's okay. Here. Okay, now let's jump all the way to the bottom, to the next Divrei Maaschil. See, like around 5 lines from the bottom. V'mamar yom echad, Shabbos achas, osim yom lim, klomer, hekev echad, a cycle, an entire cycle of that unit that he spoke about. V'yom echad, osim me'eis leis. V'yom echad, osim me'eis leis. So how do you learn this man over here? What does me'es le'es, what does that word mean? And why does Iran talk about Yom Echad? Right? Is that just an example that the Iran is saying? No, the Iran talks about, we're talking about this if he refers to, he asks this cycle, right? So I would have thought that the issue is that when that cycle is completed, so basically when you come back to this point of time, it's all the same, right? You know, whatever, it's just a question of what unit you're talking about, right? But at the completion of that unit, whether it's a day, it's a week, it's a month, it's a year, right? It's a Shemitah cycle, but you're always coming back to the exact moment that you are in that unit. The man over here says that uveyem echad osan me'ei slaves. So I was wondering that why is the Ran seemingly referring to it says uveyem echad, and when you ask it one day you're osan me'ei slaves. I mean, isn't everything osan me'ei slaves?
Yeah, but he's saying yom echad, so echad would has a mishmaros of just one day, not a whole week.
Well, what does me'es le'es mean? Let's maybe start with that. Is the word me'es le'es something which is used specifically for a 24-hour period? What?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, right. So if me'es le'es means from time to time, right? And that means that where you are right now, when you arrive again at that time, right, the next cycle. So if that's true, so I was expecting the Ran to say, and therefore he's also on all of these cases, Me'eis Leis.
So I was thinking the rabbi was going to be medayik the other way.
Okay.
Right? Because he's saying it within the divrei maskil of all three of them. I don't know if you could be medayik on the divrei maskil.
Let's see, how do you want to take the medayik?
I thought like on all of these things, and when you get to the day, it goes to that hour. Right? In other words, if he put that perish on the
right, so let me just tell you, let me stop it over here. The reason why I'm saying this is because he says uveyoyim echad. Why he mentioned that at the end? He says uveyoyim echad also ma'ei slaves. So, I understood that, or I thought
the rabbi was going. Not that I understood that. I wasn't thinking.
Uh-huh.
But when the rabbi brought it up, I understood that for each of these things, for a week, for the day, and when you get to the last day, it's me'eis leis. Right? In other words, if you get, in other words, if you say one week, right? So it's one full week, right? And when you get to that last day, it's me'eis leis. Right? Because if not, the Ram would have put it in the divrei hamaschil v'yom echad, he would have put that comment, but.
Okay. Well, what is the Olam feel, Michael? What did you see? And he said, saw anything in this run? What do you see? Anything in this run here?
There's a Gemara somewhere, I forgot where. Maybe it's in Chagiga, I'm not sure. It talks about that every larger unit has subunits, right? Mene yamim.
Right. Rishon, that's what I was getting at.
I was also thinking about that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. So could be that the Ram here is saying, well, within a day, we don't know how to do that. So in a month, you count the days. In a year, I don't know, you count the months, right?
So exactly right. What he's saying is exactly what I was bringing up. See, which I had a little difficulty with that is because probably in a day we count hours, right? Right.
What does "is" mean?
What?
"Itim and Ragon." What does "is" mean? Maybe "is" means hours.
But if that's so, that would mean in a day it's you're not really coming back to the minute and the second that you are.
Right.
So that I wasn't so comfortable with that because me'eis leis usually refers to where you are.
Right.
So that's what I was having a little difficulty because if the mashmois is that exactly you're saying that you, when you reach the unit of how this is counted, whatever these things are, right? That's how they're counted, and therefore you're not really come back to the state to the minute. If that would be the mashmois, then I was just wondering that in days you probably don't count days and days and seconds. Right? Yes. So that was the ha'ora over here. Whether we hear anything in this ran, I didn't have the chance to be mind it properly. If someone sees something on this, yeah.
So what you're suggesting is that the ran's saying that he's singling out Yom Echad. It actually works differently than every other unit.
Yeah.
The question is, why is it different?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So I wasn't sure what to make out of this, right? I saw a D, but I'm not ready to solidify anything, based on this D. Just wanted to hear, put it out there for the Olam, if we could be mavar anything on this.
All of the other units, you would say, go by day? The mixes a yom kukulu, meaning if he says shavua or Shabbos, that's by days. Chodesh is by days. Year is by days.
Well, how are these things counted? Yeah, right. And what are the units within a month? It's probably days, right? Within a year, could also be days. Right.
Yeah, it would be interesting, even if we conclude what the Mishnah means and the Ram means on the Mishnah, but is this a Lashon B'nei Adam thing, and we have to each generation see what your average person.
Right. That's also a point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll just put this ha'ora as they on the table over here, and maybe if maybe can be back and show him here on the page, or we could reach out to other sources to help us to hear something clear on this. Right, maybe see how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
When he says ubiyom echad, he just says that. So are we saying that it's a whole week from Tuesday to Tuesday, or just from one day, Tuesday at 3 o'clock till Wednesday?
So right, yom echad means when he asked it. That's the first case in the sefer.
Right.
When he asked yom echad, so he's only asking one day.
One day.
One day. And right. He's referring to the one day, and that he says that the time duration that's awesome when one says one day is
Ace la ace. Meaning from 3 o'clock to 3 o'clock the next day.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry for flipping this a little bit, mm-hmm. but meaning, so if he's going to then say all of those other cases, Shabbos, Chodesh, and Shana are, you know, from March 15th to March 15th, or, you know, whatever it happens to be, mm-hmm. by the day, then would we also, and he only separates out Yom Echad for Mi'es Le'es to go L'chor according to the Shos. So what about Shavua Achas? Achad? Is that...
Would that be days or maybe a larger
or segment? Or like years?
He brings in the Tzijonim Ha'aris on the Biur Haran.
Yeah.
This is Machlekes Rishonim, what you were asking.
Oh, yeah? What does he say?
He says, V'dayka Beis Yosef, Milashonai, from Lashon Levan, Shirak B'yum Echad Nesa Me'is Le'is, Abba B'sha'ahar Fanim Shal HaMishnah, Nesa Ad Shiyob Yom HaHekav, V'loy Me'is Le'is. Yom HaHekav. So the day is
all days, right?
But not days.
Mm-hmm.
But that is only...
That's a Beis Yosef, right?
Ah, Chatur v'Harambam kosu b'kulam she'asam es leis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.
I'm not sure if they're arguing with the Ram, or if the Ram is arguing with the Ram, or if it's being with
the Ram. Right, I have to see how whether the Beis Yosef agrees that this is just a deek, and maybe the Beis Yosef himself is pointing at Machlokes. Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Shkoyach.
So then does Ace have a specific definition? Is it a Shaw? Is it a minute? Is it a second?
The smallest breakdown that we have
right.
is
a minute. Right, my experience, we go by the minute.
So by the chelik, yeah, I would imagine is the Jewish smallest right. time a chelik.
Oh.
Right. Someone once told me that a theory. He didn't have a proof to this that a chelik is. What's the thing? Tochtei Dibur is about, like, right? Is about Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Is about a 3.3 seconds.
That's the smallest.
That was a theory. The person had. He didn't have a riot.
I'm going to throw that away for a second. There is a time when we would talk about by Bilam that he was able to be mechaven the Shas Rogiz. It talks there about. Halakim of Zman, right?
They're talking about Rega, not an
Oh, the word is Rega?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. It's Rega. Okay, fine. Okay,
I
had an interesting shayla. My son was born at 2:08 Friday afternoon. He needed oxygen for 2 hours. So there's a big machlokes between my rav and the moral where they gave me dinner with chayla. So chayla, you would have to wait me'is le'is, 8 days me'is le'is to this meal. But if it wasn't have the machlokes, then the eighth day, the reason we do it first in the morning. So that's my experience with Me'is Le'is. We had to wait till 4:08, whatever it was, to do the first
Okay. Right. What does Rashi say? Let's see if you see anything from over here. I think it says. By Sora, right? Ka'is Chaya. Right? I think Rashi brings, right?
You know, mark, right?
You know, he's like where the sun is at this point, right? How accurate that is, what the what that means. That sounds like, you know, it's coming to, you know, that sounds like it's coming to say, you know, pretty exactly where you are now. Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what Meis Leis means. Eis Leis. But that could be, yeah, maybe Taka, you could be my eye and Taka to see halachos that are Taka told him Eis Leis. Right.
Isn't it in Nida? We use that term?
Let's see, where do we have that there? Eis Leis. You have a day, you have an oino, you know, the Eis Leis. In what context? What context are you referring to? Where we have that? Yeah. Eis Leis.
What's the first Mishnah saying?
Yeah, Eis Leis. The first Mishnah in Nida.
Oh,
okay. I'm learning that right now. I just lost my
head.
Right. Okay. So that the choshev mafreh Eis Leis, right? That Me'eis Leis, the Gemara really says that Me'eis Leis is really based on a second oino. That's what the Gemara says. That's like, there's like a knas that they made a second oino. But the truth of the matter is that but it really became a Me'eis Leis. Became a Me'eis Leis. So that may see it. Maybe
we're saying this is all mafreya, Meis Leis.
Right. Yeah, right.
So she sees blood now, she has to assume anything 24 hours
so it's
prior?
The Mishnah told me that if she's Iskin Taris, right? Just it's a halacha, really. If she was Iskin Taris in the last 24 hours, so then it's Tamei Misafik. Right? That's that shita. Eis Leis, right.
But the Rav said until where the sun goes to, so you know, because we generally deal with Shazmanias in each day, I mean there's places where the sun went to today where tomorrow it's not going to get to,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so, right. So that was like in a year, right? In a year that's probably more accurate, is that right?
Well, that would be a solar year, not a lunar year.
Okay,
right?
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. The Ka'es Chai over there was, I guess was a solar
year.
Years
and, you know.
It was a solar year. That's a shtickle point, right? Because I think it's Mivuah that was Pesach, right? That,
you know, even a solar year,
I don't know if it probably wouldn't.
Even a solar year is perfect, right? Because it's a quarter of a day difference.
Yeah.
Right?
So.
Is it true that Goyim go by, in Halacha, Goyim use a solar year? Is that true?
Yeah.
So didn't the Avos have a din of benefit, the Shaila of the Chinuch, where the Avraham Avinu was Goshar Chamisa, but he kept it Yom HaRech HaKalayla, same as father. So maybe for them, even though it was Pesach, it was based on the solar year. Maybe that's the answer to this question. Because they had a din of benefit, so.
So there, I mean, it was Pesach,
but the Pesach was based on the solar calendar, not on the lunar.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Pesach was based on the solar calendar.
Right, because that didn't have been there.
Okay. Okay. I think the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, according to the Manayam, the Ovis were born in Nisan. See if that works out.
Yeah. I heard they were born in Tishrei.
It's Machlokes.
That's Machlokes.
That's the Machlokes, right. Mm-hmm.
But since we're discussing this, I'll ask something that's really not related. But why did the Yavamim tell them they couldn't do Rosh Chodesh?
Control of the calendar is always a very political. There's tremendous fights of who controls the calendar. Because if you can't control your own calendar, then
you think it was political?
That's what I'm just throwing out a suggestion.
Well, I think that the Shabbos is from Hashem. It's every seventh day, but Hashem gave the power to Klal Yisrael to decide when Rosh Chodesh is. And if they say Mekudesh HaKodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh. If they don't say Mekudesh HaKodesh, even if there was a new moon, it's not Rosh Chodesh. So that showed the Kayak of Klal Yisrael to determine when the Yom Tovim are going to be, and that's, you know, that.
Yeah, concept.
And that's why the Yevanim wanted to take it away?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were we saying over from Shem Shmuel?
I think the Shem Shmuel has a piece in this. I don't remember how it all lines up. It says the Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Amidah is Keneged David HaMelech Moshe Beinu and Yitzchak Tzadik, and the Kirchus of each one. Shem Shmuel
puts
that on. We'll probably ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Okay. Let's check up that source. Okay. Very good. Okay. So let's come back. Let's come back to where we are over here. The last part of the Mishnah, is the Machlekes as follows. Let's see, what does the Mishnah say? Actually, before the Machlekes is Ad HaPesach, Oser Ad Sheyagia. If he uses a term Ad HaPesach, so that is not Ad V'Loyad B'Chlal, and therefore when he says Ad HaPesach, he means just till Pesach arrives. And the Isser is only till that point. Pesach is not Bechlal Isser. However, if he says Ad Sheyehe HaPesach, then that would include Pesach, right? Until, and also Ad Sheyetze. Ad, question of the Gisoyis over here, like you see over here, Ad Bechnei, Ad Pnei HaPesach, that's Machlis, and Meir Imer, also Ad Sheyegib, Yesi Imer, Ad Sheyetze. Okay, we'll see about that. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Koinim yayin sheni toim. So what the Mishnah say by Yos? The Mishnah say by Yos that if he answers Hayoim, today, is the din is that any Yos la elcha techshach. Right? So as far as the Mishnah is concerned, you know, once the techshach, that point of techshach comes, like we said before, that seis, whatever your seis is it's mutter. Zok digmor abim yom lichshetech shachtoch sheila luchocham. Abim yom says that actually when techshach comes, it's not yet. You can't practice heter over here. Toch sheila luchocham. It needs sheila schocham. Let's just see the reasoning, and then we'll talk about this. Zok tigmur my time or Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef explains the time of what Rabbi Yirmiyah said over. Zera hayoyim mishem yoyim echod. This halacha is based on a gzera. So therefore, the Mishnah is mentioning the Iker Hadin, the Deraisa, we'll call it. However, there's a din drabonon ogzeira, the Chazal required she'elo if you want to be able to be want to have the heter or the nether answered. You want to drink yain in this case, is you need a she'ela aschochem, so she'ela aschochem because of ogzeira. What's the ogzeira? The ogzeira is mishum yom echod ad asers. The entire Me'is Leis, 24 hours. So there's a concern the person's not able to differentiate between the two things. He'll think that they both have the same mashmois. And therefore, if we would allow a person to be nena mishetechshach, so even when he says yemechod, he'll also think that the nether ended by chasheicha.
So after this gezeira d'rabbanan ends up that hayom ends up to be the same as yom echad. That way the raisa.
Okay.
But it ends up the same that you can either go to a chacham and bisham, and that way you can wait 24 hours. That's the same thing in the practical.
L'chayre. right? So actually like this. let's see if anyone has an idea on this. I mean, he says over here, l'shetech ha-tzorach she'elu l'chochem. Tzorach she'elu l'chochem. It's just a k'tas ha'or over here, the way he is introducing this halacha. I mean, l'chayr, what the base of this exegesis is, that they ask the ashetechsha. That's what it is. I mean, she'eli, I mean, if you want to be matter even before techshach, you know, you could have she'eli l'chochem. Right? I mean, the point over here is that because of the exegesis, Chazal asked it. Like l'chayr, you should have said mikol makom also ashetechshach. Right? You know, the side of this halacha, the base of this is that because of the Gzeira, Chazal extended the Isser, L'chayra, right? And the Isser of Yom Zeh is also to the same extent as if a person says Yom Echad. Now, you know, if you want to be Mutter, so then fine, you know, Sheila, you know, you do what you gotta do, right? You know, why do we introduce this with Sheila? Over here, l'chetech shach tzoruch she'elo.
Isn't it a completely different she'elo?
Okay, let's hear. Let's hear what do you mean with that?
I mean, l'chara they said, you said some lashon of a day. You want to drink at night. You have to go to a chacham. But if you said hayom, the chacham's not being matter you. He's just saying, okay, fine. You said hayom, you can drink. If you said Yom Echad, then he's going to say, "Oh, okay, you can't drink for 24 hours. You want to drink? Okay, now you need a."
So I just want to back up. So She'elas Chacham just means that they're okay from the Chacham. Is that's what this means over here?
No, but it says that it's not as strict as regular She'ela, and. There's regular shaylas that are derisive in nether, so it's very, you have to go through certain methods to be master the nether, and here.
Who are you saying all this wrong?
They say the shach in Shalm and the Shalm in the Dorim.
Okay.
Shach in Yeredeh.
Mm-hmm.
The provisions of this rabbinically ordained annulment are not, however, as strict as those regarding the Dharm that are the rice of biblical.
Mm-hmm.
But if you said Yom Echad, it would be a strict, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. That would be a normal one. So I'm just saying there's a difference.
There's a difference.
You're saying it's not as kal as I wanted to say. Okay, fine. But there's a difference in the Sheila, for sure.
Now, is that specifically in this scenario or any Drabonon? Any Drabonon also has those coolers. Right? Or that specifically over here, it's Gzeira, so, you know, this Gzeira has special leniencies, even more than, you know, another Drabon, like we might have had in the past, such things like that.
I think he's saying like any Drabon.
Like any Drabon, okay, all right.
Just in terms of what Michael was saying, right, so we see that we're going to, like, link this to Rabbi Nassim, I think the name is, right? Right. So
that's the next.
Right. So,
but
we see that we're talking about a regular Hataras Nedarim where it's going with Mafreya, right? Because isn't that what he says is that everybody should be Mafter is Neder.
Okay.
Right. So that's not Mashma that we're talking about. A different mechanics of.
I'm not lost. What's the question on the Shtasha?
The original question that we asked was, I'm not sure if that was necessarily answered, but something. The original question that we asked was that why are we introducing this din with Tzor She'ela? The base of this din is really an Isser, right? It's Gzeira. The Gzeira is that it's Osir, that's what it is.
Right.
Now if you want to be matir, like any other, even if you want to be matir, you know, teich before techshach, you also
why would
shayla.
It just say
right.
Good, it's
right. So that question, I don't yet hear an answer. But what did come up from over here is that being that it, that the Isser is an Isser Drabonon, so the She'ela requirement has leniencies like other Nidorm Drabonon.
I think that there's a Chassam Sefer here which may indirectly answer your question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I fully understand it. He has to say, like, what Peshat with the word, he doesn't have to go Meshech HaSheicha, because if you're going to be Matinev, you could do it during the day, you don't have to wait for an apple. Mm. Right. So, Chassam Sefer says, like, I think this is what Flynn was saying, that when you're Matinev, with a Chacham, you're Oikalim Afreya. Right?
Right.
So he says, Shem Yat Biyoim Nimsa Shehned the Nekalim Afreya. Chachamim lo tiknu sheitzach like as never, but that wasn't part of the zera. That wasn't part of it.
All right. Okay.
What was it? Chachamim what?
When you go to Chachamim,
what was the words?
Chachamim lo tiknu sheitzach like as never. The whole zera here is just to extend it to me'ez as opposed to just at nightfall. That zera didn't include that you're therefore, and if you want matter, you have to go open the fire. You don't have to.
So
right. So I said that's why he taps on the Rosh Hashanah Meshech HaSheicha, because at that point minatoyo you're already mekayim the neder.
Mm-hmm. And therefore it's not an akhila mafreya. This shela is a new kind of shela, like Michael was saying, it's more mekayim lahabo.
Yeah, he's saying it's not nekam ayikari. Yeah. That might also indirectly answer your question, like, why did we introduce it with such an interesting terminology? Because the Agavocha were teaching a whole new set of rules about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Now, according to this, now, if it's not Nekalim, our friends, this is really a new creation, right? Because we don't have Mishael's Chachom, it's Nekalim, our friends. That's what it is. A she'elas chacham which is not erkin mafreya. I wonder exactly the mechanics over here. That, I mean, we do have like when an av, right, when a father nullifies that, that more makes that difference, right? He's makes guys. It cuts it from here on. If so, did according to the Chassam Sofer, the Chazal were they misakin like a new kind of Shayla, which works similar to an Av, that it cuts it off from here on in, or possibly maybe something maybe more tailored to the Gzeira, that really all we want is that people should people shouldn't come to confuse the two things, right? Let me just think if this is really helping over here. Yeah, I mean, I guess regardless, we didn't have to say this. Let me just back up a step before. I mean, the concern was people are going to come to mix up the two things, right? Right? Let's just bring out this book before I say what I'm saying. Is that, now we mentioned that there's a difference between the two things. Now apparently that's not a concern, right? Meaning, let me ask you in question form. I mean, once you're making differences, right? So, you know, the person who used this leniency to make the shayla over here, why aren't we concerned that when he says Yom Echad, he'll also come to do that, right? Right. So apparently whatever leniency that you have over here, by this, right, that's what you said over, right? That this, if you're being shayla now on this, which is only also in Drabanan, so there are leniencies over here.
Where do the leniencies come about? Or when do the leniencies come about?
In what way? No, he didn't tell us.
Well,
what they were.
He says here, it's continuation of what I've read today, but what he just said, what Yehuda just said, he says in the Masifta, he says that once it's Tachshach, Midrash to the Nether is over.
Right.
At this point, that Torah is not Shaykh. You can't be Mat to the Nether when it already is fulfilled and is ready after the zman of the completion. So at that point, being oikel mafreya is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
difference.
That's
a good point. This is all part of the Sam Sofer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He brings a Gemara in Shavuos that says that So the Hatara here is only a Takanu Chachamim that you're doing it. It's almost like a it's not really achieving anything.
Okay, that's, just, that's what I was sort of getting at. I'm not even sure if it's you know cuts it from here on in. Right. It could be
it's
just
not,
exactly
not,
like you're saying.
It's not cutting from here on in because there's nothing here on in. There's no more nether. The nether is over.
No, that's true. That's true. But there's an issur. But if you don't do that,
right? An issur d'rabbanan,
right?
The issur d'rabbanan is just that people should not be machlo with the gzeira that you shouldn't confuse it with yom echad. But really, it's not really usher anymore.
So now, okay. So this is another point that I was getting at. That as I was originally assuming. That the question I asked before was that Chazal, because Xera, they extended the Isser, right? And therefore, you know, you need to do whatever you need to, you know, to be mad or something, right? But Hashem the office lahachim that you know maybe one could wonder whether did they do that bechlau or they require this formality, like you're saying, because anyways, it's, you know, what exactly is? So I wonder if a person drank wine before they were shoyel, right? After tefshach, they were over an iser drabon. But what was it? Was an iser a nether drabon? Because chazal extended the nether, or they were over the chazal, which required a shoyel. That's what they did, right?
Could the rabbi repeat that?
In fact, and so what we're saying over here is like this: is that what did chazal do over here? What kind of Easter, right? The Chazal create over here, right? Okay. Shkoyach for the effort. Okay. No.
We're sorry.
Not,
well, right? We're sorry.
Right. It's our loss. Okay. Right. So what we want to know is like this. And as I was originally assuming that what Chazal did because of the Gzeira, so they said that midrabbanan when one makes nether. He answers Hayoim answers just as far as Yom Echad answers because of the Gzeira, because of the confusion, right? So this nether midraisa goes till Tefshach and midrabanan extends further. So essentially, what Chazal did was they extended the Isser HaNeder. So now, if you want to be matter it, so you know you need Hatorah. That's what it is, and even if it will be drabonon, so therefore drabonon has its coolest, but the what they did was that they created a nether drabon. That's what they did, right? However, now that we're talking over here, that it's not so simple exactly what this she'ela over here is. It might be just you know something that Chazal just want them to go through the motions over here. So once that's so then maybe we could even wonder whether Chazal b'chlal created an extension to the nether itself, right? Maybe even midrabanan, right? It wasn't that they extended the nether. The Chazal required she'ela, right? So if we're one not to make the she'ela and to drink the wine. That's what I want to know. What is he over here?
According to the mission, when did he drink it?
After Tefshach, right? Okay. After Tefshach, right? After Shechem, and without She'ela. So initially I thought that Chazal extended the nether, so he was over an Isser nether drabanan. That's what it would be. But now we're just opening another possibility that maybe B'chal didn't extend the nether. Right? Chazal just required to do a She'ela. So if one drinks without making the she'ela, he wasn't over a nether. He was just over on Divrei Chazal. The Chazal required him to do this before you drink, right?
Just.
It says clearly. It says the Chazal Shomer says clearly that the Hatar is not ochre the nether may cover.
Right. It's not ochre the nether.
So the original nether was standing and stood till Hashecha, and it still stands even after the Hatar.
So the
original nether is still
standing. That's true. But considering what we were just discussing right now is that is there a nether drabonon here that's cut off with this hatara, or there's no nether drabonon at all, right? What do you think?
Let's say he ate after dark, and then did Hatara an hour later, right? So is the Rav saying that that he was still over on the on this whatever this Issa Derabanan?
Such a case like that. I mean, even on a derisical level, right? I mean, a person who's over in Isser and then is shoyel, you know, he definitely is not clean, right? Right? Even if you know, it goes to Mafreya.
Meaning, even goes to Mafreya Mamish.
Even goes to Mafreya Mamish, right? Right.
Can you be shoyel after you're over?
Do you want to know? I mean, essentially, does it work, or you know, will we be matter for you? I don't see why. I mean, you're still awesome, right? I mean, it's not like the case, you know, the thing that the nether ended. If a person was over, but you know, it's still here. So the nether is here. That it is she'ela abu, the etzem nether. Right? For some reason that maybe if a person was over the mezon, then we're not going to agree to be matter for him. I guess on that level, but I don't see why intrinsically it shouldn't work anymore. The fact that he was over,
I would think we would want to be matter even more.
I think that if you would make a flag and it says on the flag, the only reason I'm able to drink wine now is because I said Hayom and I did not say Yom Echad, but if I said Yom Echad, it will be Asad Beis Lais, and he holds up the flag while he drinks, then he's achieving the purpose of what Rabbi Yirmiyahu wants to do. Like he anybody who sees it will see that that there's a difference between Hayom and Yom Echad, and don't confuse the two. And
mm-hmm. Okay, so this is you know, an old concept over here that once Chazal they set up what needs to be done, we can't like go back to the reasonings and you know, and invent our own.
I'm not saying do something different. I'm trying to say that the Hatara is just an announcement that this is different.
Okay. Okay. Right. But it has to be an Hatara, right?
Flag's
not going to help
you. It's a different type of Hatara, the Mepharshim said.
Yeah. Okay.
So could we explain it that again? The Raisa, you have a nether from the Shas that you made the nether till nightfall,
mm-hmm.
and the Rabbanan put like a second nether to Rabbanan from the time you made the nether till Mies Leis, and Mahatara is then going on the normal mechanics of Hatara, but it's going on Mahatara of the nether to Rabbanan.
But see, the Shalom is like this with that. See, the normal mechanics, how would it work, Taka? That, I mean, on nether really undoes what he did. Now, what he did was over, right? That's the thing. So you can't even go back to that. From Shetach Shachanan, he didn't do, right? So, like, you
But the Rabbanu were choshesh that he would confuse that, and that's, you know,
Right, but think about it, it's a whole different she'ela. Meaning, normal she'ela is, you know, I regret, I have charata, I wouldn't have made, if such and such a da-da-da, I wouldn't have made the thing.
Right.
Here, we're saying, Doraisa, you can't do that at this point. The neder's over, and he doesn't have any charata to ask on.
Uh-huh.
All he has is that the Rabbanan made another Isser. Now, maybe you would say, oh, if I had known you guys made a whole another Isser for the extra 24 hours, then I never would have made the Neder. But still, we're saying it doesn't help Doraisa because the Doraisa, the Neder's already over.
Again, but I'm suggesting is that the Doraisa Neder is a whole different thing.
Right, but if you're not undoing, if you can't undo his Doraisa Neder,
right,
then he didn't do anything else. That's what the Rav is saying. He didn't make the extra neder, so he can't have any charata on that because he didn't even make it. The Chachamim
right,
made
right.
it.
Right. So the simple mechanics can't work. See, what we could do is that maybe, you know, if he'll go through the, you know, the motions of this, then Chazal themselves will take off their Isser. That mm-hmm. we can do. But like Michael's saying, but for the regular mechanics could come in and do something over here, that's a little hard to understand how that should work.
So again, if it's hard to understand how it works, so then what's he again, he's doing a She'ela. What's his She'ela?
That's why I started off in the very beginning and saying, well, all he's doing is confirming that my netter's over. But I hear that maybe that's not exactly correct, but it seems to be somewhat close to correct.
So I would assume that his shayla has to be like what I forgot if you said it is that how I know that Chachamim would have made the Caesar. I would have.
But does that even help? Like you're saying that once the duration of the derived negative is over, so you know even if you know that there's something now that you know that gets him to have harota. But it's probably too late.
It's too late for the deraisa neder. But if you view it as two independent,
what you want to say is his deraisa neder is what triggered the derabanan neder. Right. So because the derabanan's still here, I can have a charata not on the original neder, but I can have the charata on
what triggered
the totsah of that. To think about that. I don't know, maybe the Rav could think okay. That it's giving me a little okay. bit of a headache thinking okay. about it.
The Achronim brings down in the Halachas Svarim and everything, there's a big machlokis whether Rav Yirmiyah's Zera applies to Shabbos Zu and Chodesh Zeh.
Okay, right, we wanted to get to that. Yeah, okay, that was the next point. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fine. So now we just opened this thing over here. So let's get to point number two, right? I want to get to that, right? Let's just talk about our Shabbos a week, the weekly, right? Just to focus on something specific, right? So the Mishnah in the Reish again, a person says Shabbos Zu, so he's only also till the end of the week. Granted, include Shabbos. But that's what it is, right? And then you have, when the person says Shabbos Achas, right, he's also, right, the whole cycle back, right? Now, what would you say? That the Gezerah is based on someone mixing a Zu and an Echad, right? So what would you say about the Gezerah applying to the weekly, right? What would you say? What would you think? If I would ask you, right, what would you think? Couldn't manage any time. As a matter of fact, you know, he says, Gzeira hayoim mishum yom echad. Okay, that's what he says. Right? Gzeira hayoim mishum yom echad. In the Rabbi Yosef, he talks about yom echad. Yeah. So, would that Gzeira similarly apply if he asked it a week? Right? To the end of the week, and the Gzeir would be that people get mixed up with Shabbos Zu and Shabbos Achas, right? So I think the most Rishon we would think that the same confusion is possible, and therefore Chazal would answer there also, right? Even though that you know maybe could be until, you know, it's a lot longer amount point of time, but fine. But you know, you'll do your Shaila, you know that's what would be required. All right, so anyone have a reason to think that it should not apply?
I think it's been two words, but I don't
feel
like
Shabbos,
it should apply.
Yeah.
Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he says Shabbos Zu, then he sounds more like he's saying just till this Shabbos.
When he says Hayoim, I mean more so than Hayoim, it's more like you're directing it Hayoim. Maybe only Hayoim one gets mixed up with Yom Echad. But Shabbos Zu is you're stressing the limitation. Okay, I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that. So if a person would say Yom Zeh, for that matter. Then it wouldn't be bechlau, right? The okay, he's raising it, and raising a mokum lechalik. Mokum lechalik. What do you have over there?
It just says in the machlokes and the Ramban, the Shach, you're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they just give you the sources that they you have to do your own Ian on the Inyan. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is somewhat related, but yeah. when the Gemara says that one way you're going to get confused and the other way you're not by Yom, right? So I didn't have a svara to it. I just sort of took it as okay, that one language, you know, you do get confused when you don't, but I didn't have any inherent logic why it should be one way or the other. So I might say the same thing here is that, you know, what a person gets confused in and what a person doesn't get confused in, Chazal has to tell us.
Okay. So let's get to over there and we'll see about that then. Okay. B'shkoyach for that pointer. Let's see the Hemshcha Gemara. Okay, so far the Gemara is telling us that the halacha is, right, we're just talk in terms of what we said, even though, you know, the mechanics are not exactly within this and that, but let's assume that it is. And Chazal said like this, that whether a person says Hayoim, or he says Yom Echad, they'll have the same extent of the Isra because of a Gzeira. So he said Hayoim really should end up by Techshach, but since a person confuses the two, so we're afraid that if we allow him to be Nene, to drink the wine, Rei Misha Techshach, so when he says Yom Echad, we'll think that, you know, that he'll assume that it's the same thing, and he'll come to drink Misha Techshach. So therefore we had to answer Hayoim the same extent as that in order to be safe, right? So that whatever he's doing, you know, it's mutter in both expressions. Zot Gemara, Omalei, Omalei Abaye, Ihochi Ligzer B'Yoyim Echad Mishom Hayoyim. Yeah? So the Gemara asked the following question, that, well, if you're concerned about confusing the two, so then it should follow that there should be even in the case when one says Yom Echad, because if we allow Yom Echad to be mutter before Techshach, so they'll get confused. We'll speak about this in a second, what that means, and therefore we should answer even a Yom Echad till Techshach, right? Now, practically, what does that mean now, right? I mean, the idea was that we need to make them both the same, right? Right.
Now everybody has to keep a day and a half.
So that's what it means now, right? when anyone uses this term, it'll be osur. Now, the Gemara, right? It's quite not so much like this, but maybe you're right that you have to say this, right? Because the more it just sounds like that we're just affecting the Yom Echad, right? It doesn't sound like we're going back, right, to extend, right, the Hayoim, right? And the Hayoim, right, we said, you need that, right? Right? If you want to, Techshach, right? Okay, but maybe that's what we have to understand.
Techshach b'Hayom is the end of the first day, and if we extend Yom Echad till Techshach, it will be the end of the second day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. No, but what we were talking about. But once we asked, at the end of the day, are they both gonna have the same ending point? You know, that l'chor was the problem. The problem is that if you are going to give them both two different ending points, right, that's causing confusion, right? So, Right? So that's what someone wanted to know. That do we mean at the end of the day is that everything is also a day and a half? Now, aside from that, now coming back to the Iker, Gzeira, the Gemara is saying over here. So let's hear over here. The Gemara is saying that there's still a Mokum for Gzeira, that because if Yom Echad is Mutter, you know, when this point of time comes, so there's a mokum for Gzeira. Now, how would you follow through? What's that concern? What's that concern exactly? A person standing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right, and he asks one day, right? So he becomes Mutter at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
The next day.
Yeah. Right? Now, the Gemara is saying, well, that's going to cause a problem. How is that causing a problem there? Right. The person who answered Hayoim. How does Hayoim mean 4 o'clock? Is Bishlama the other way, right? That a person could mix up that Yom Echad means today, right? Fine, and Mishtechshek it's Mutter. Right, that we hear how a person could rationalize and explain that, but a person who answers, Hayoim, we think that Hayoim, that's what it is. I mean, the person might think that Hayoim. I mean, we already answered him, right, till Techsha, right. Then, so what are we saying? That would be good, but it calls man that there's a heter on ace la ace. So okay, fine. So let's say he'll have to confuse the two things, right? So, so what we did is not any different than the techshach. But what we want to know is that how is he going to make this mistake? Is he going to think that Yom Zeh means a cycle?
No. The way I understood Rebbe is this.
Yeah.
That the person who said Hayom, he knows that it's over Mishatechshach. Right? He just said Hayom. So by Mishatechshach, it's over. Right?
Right.
But the other person who said Yom Echad,
mm-hmm.
he sees this one drinking his wine already, or eating or whatever he's doing already. And he's saying, "Well, I said Yom Echad, so I should also be able to finish my netter now, yeah, right? That's what we're saying. The one who said Yom Echad,
but we extended the netter of Hayoim till tomorrow, right?
Right. He knows that he's supposed to do till tomorrow.
So no one's seeing anyone drinking, without a sheila, less than 24 hours." Right,
but with the she'ela, isn't he drinking tonight? He's drinking right away. No,
okay, but he's making a she'ela. So
yeah, so the other person who might be confused and say, "Oh, he's drinking right away," so
he didn't notice the she'ela. He missed that.
No, he saw the she'ela.
So let him make a she'ela also. Then he'll be okay.
Oh, but if he doesn't make a she'ela, then he knows. He knows because he sees the other person making a she'ela.
Right.
That he has to go until tomorrow, but the one who made a she'ela, he's making the she'ela, so this one can see that. That's why he's now permitted.
So I'm losing the train over here. Are you explaining the second Gemara's question or the first Gzeira?
I think it's the first Gzeira.
So you explain the first. Yeah, okay, fine. So that's good. Now we're ready to advance to the next Gemara. Okay, but you're right.
But I think the way he might be understanding is that only the only person who has to ask is the person who said Hayom.
Yeah,
but maybe the person who said Yom Echad, he wasn't told that he has to ask, and now he knows he doesn't have to ask. And he maybe is thinking, oh, so okay, maybe I can drink, because he doesn't have to ask. And now this question is asking, no, then even he should have to ask.
May,
now, if we, I think we were assuming before, and maybe this is correct, I don't know which is correct, but that everybody has to, you want to drink at night, everybody has to ask. You can't drink at night without asking. And some people are going to get a heter, and some people are going to get a hatara.
Okay, alright.
But everybody has to ask. And then the question would be, so now what's the question here? Mm-hmm. If everybody had to ask before, so now what's the new question?
Right.
So I think
right.
The way he was asking is that not everybody had to ask in the first surah, yes. And so now they're saying everybody has to ask.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right, I'm just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that's, mm-hmm. Okay.
But again, we're saying that the other guy had to ask Midrabanan, right? Right? So.
The other guy who?
The Hayom guy.
Right.
Has to ask the Rabbanan, right? If, again, he made the simultaneous gzera, he would have to do a deraisa asking, right? Because his...
Okay, right.
So, but if we're going...
But is that the Gemara's question? That we're only coming to do that? Right, I mean, perhaps it's not a concern, because once you come to the Chacham, I guess we can go on the Chacham, and he'll size up the situation and he'll do the proper thing. Right? So what the question that we're raising over here, and maybe there's an answer, you know, within what you said, but we wanted to understand over here that this Gemara's question, I think Gemara's asking that we're still not happy because if we'll allow the one who asked her one day, if we'll allow him to be, you know, to do a go me'es le'es, and in the middle of the day he's going to become mutter, that's going to have an effect on the other person, right? And so it's hard to understand how that's going to happen. Because, see, the confusion that a person's going to make is that he's going to have to think that, you know, what he said did that. Now, if the first person who said hayoim, right, will take a follow or me'es le'es on that, then there's no problem, right? Right? Words, if he's going to see the next person, you know, did a me'es le'es, fine, you do a me'es le'es. That's okay, right? That our concern must be that he's going to continue koidim shetech shach on this day.
On the first day.
Right?
Meaning, like, a guy yesterday said yom echad, and then the next day, a guy said hayom, and now the hayom guy sees the yom echad guy drinking at 4 o'clock, and he thinks, I can also drink now.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you're saying it's only when the taka comes in the same day like that.
I'm not sure if I'm good or you're not good.
Tuesday, a guy said yom echad, so he's usher until 4 o'clock Wednesday. 4 o'clock Tuesday, he said yom echad.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. And now Wednesday morning, somebody says hayom.
Right.
So he's usher, and we're worried that the hayom guy is now going to see the Wednesday hayom guy is going to see the Tuesday yom echad guy drinking at 4 o'clock, and he's going to think, I can drink.
Right. No, that's what the Gemara seems to say. I was questioning that. How is that going to happen? How's that mistake going to happen?
Right.
So I'm still in the question. Do you have an answer to that? I wasn't sure.
Well, I mean, I see what the Gemara answers, and maybe the answer is so pasha to you that you don't understand the question.
Okay, so let's
or not. I don't know.
Okay. So I want to see in the Ran if that's what the Gemara answers, even.
Okay, fine.
Right? So on that Gemara, the Gemara says, Omalei, hayoim bayoim michlif, yemeche bayoim lay michlif. Right? So the Gemara says something to that extent, that the concern is only one way, not both ways. Now let's see the Ran. I'm going to get back to it. That's from the beginning. Let's see. Zot Gemara. That lichshetech shasol shel lechochma afkav de medina. Even though the ikar hadin, the deraisa will call it ki omar hayoyim mutl lechshetech shatlem rasnis, and like the Mishnah says, afkav lechochma bonim sol sheila. Bonim sol sheila. Now, just to translate over here. Maybe we did have such a thing in the past. I mean, the according to this, the Mishnah, and this might have to do taka with what we said before, that I mean, the Mishnah says is asher atre techshach. Now, in truth, or we'll see, I could be depending on what we said before, but kipshuta, that's not really so accurate, right? Because once Rabbi Yirmiyahu comes along and he says, you know, however, you know, gzeira, but the Mishnah says atre techshach. So how does he touch the Mishnah? That the Mishnah is midaraisa. That's what it means.
Well, the Rosh says, and the the Sifrei and the English both quoted, they say that that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was the one who made the gzera.
Okay.
He's the one who made the gzera. So he's doing the Mishnah's right. Kind of the gzera.
Okay, fine. You're right. Mm-hmm. And that's probably, I guess, you know, what he's saying over here, right? So it's not a question. What does the Ran say? Okay, not clear in the Ran, right? The Ran doesn't clearly speak that out, right? The Ran is usually, you know, momirich, right? The Ran would point out, you know, if this question was bothering him.
Right?
The Rush is clear. I'm saying, we're used to the Ran being very, very clear on these things. So, you know, Yesh Lodin, if that's what the Ran means. He probably would have told that to us. I just meant to open up again that possibility that we were discussing, that maybe there is no Issa Drabonon, right? So that would be accurate. It's also Asher Terchach, right? As far as an Issa Neder is concerned, right? Even after the Drabonon, it's a Tzoruch Shela. That's what the halacha is. But it's not that you need Shela because Chazal extended the Issa, and the Issa actually is longer, and then the Mishnah wouldn't be so accurate. Right?
It's there at the bottom, you need Shela, but it's
right,
already ended.
If you don't make Shela, what you did was you over on Mitzvah L'Shmei Devechachom. That's what you're over. You're not over, you know, on Isser, an Isser Achila, Isser Shasir. Okay, let's see. Zokter Ran Vayter Omar B'Yosef, the bottom line. Rabbi Yosef Gzer Hayoyim Mishum Yomecha. This Gzer, the original Gzer Nimura.
My wife's gonna have to go.
Oh, okay. Shkoyach will come. Make they have to come. Okay, sorry.
Oh, I thought you were living in your safe room.
My coat.
Okay, the shortest lay lichshetach shach bloy she'ela osi lemiti nami b'yemecha. The concern is like this, that if we were allow him to eat when he says hayoyim, when Tasha comes, without any she'ela, we're afraid osi lemiti nami b'yemecha, she'hei mot lichshetach shach. He'll think that yemecha is also motor. L'mash m'lai dike midi ben yoyim echad l'hayoyim. The person thinks that both lashonis mean the same thing. So last time, or the other person, right? You know that he's drinking l'shatach shach. So he would think that even when he says yom echad, the mashmois of what this word means, what people refer to it, just the end of the day. Now, so the Gemara asked the question that if that's true, so we should make a gzera, right, the other way also, and a yom echad itself should be also further. And that Gemara says no. Hayoyim b'yoyim echad michlof. This taka could be concerned. Hayoyim b'yoyim echad. Dishoris thei ki omar hayoyim l'chshetech shap l'yishay l'osin mishinami yafilo b'yoyim echad. Fine, that's what we had until now. Avol. Let's hear this. Avol yoyim echad b'hayoyim loy michlof. There's no concern that of this confusion. Yom Echad behayim loy michlof. And that means that we could leave the din of Yom Echad as it is, and there's no concern that can come out of that. Dohoki amri Yom Echad, because when he said Yom Echad, Oma bisure me'es la'es. His iser was an entire 24 hours. Hilkoch loy michlof lay. L'mishri ki omar hayoyim kaidim shetech shach. That's why there's no concern that when he says hayoyim, to be matter with kaidim shetech shach. Because, you know, if he's copying what the other person did, and it was a 24-hour iser, right? So if it's a mechlef, that's what he would be doing, right? Not less. So the Gemara answers by saying that there's no concern of being michlef, because if he'll be machlef, he would be copying that person's iser. That iser was a 24-hour iser. So copying that is not gonna lead him, you know, to be matir kaidim shetech shach. What I was wondering was that, see, the way I was asking the question was that, how could he even put that into what he said, right?
What do you mean by that?
No, it's he said Hayoim, right? So he's standing at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and he says Hayoim, and he sees, you know, this other person doing it, and he's saying, okay, I guess Hayoim, you know, is over at 4 o'clock. Like, you know, like, yeah. how does he get to such a thing, right? How does he even translate this? You see, I think that's what I'm saying. I think the Ran is saying something else. The Ran is saying that, well, he's not going to do less than he saw by other persons. So if he saw the person was a 24-hour Isser, this is a 2-hour Isser. So, you know, that doesn't carry, right? Right? That's what I see the Ran is saying. But my difficulty was that in the first place, you know, how does what he said, you know,
how does he understand Hayom ending
being right,
only 3 hours?
Yeah, right. You know, at just it's not even an ending point. Like, you know, 4 o'clock. You know, if you would have seen someone else at 3 o'clock, and then 3 o'clock, I don't know, like, you know, right? Yeah, right. So I don't see how you know that time bracket Vuchlal talks to him.
But
you
know, I don't know if this is going to help or not. It doesn't immediately help, but I'll put the question out there anyway. What's the svara of Mixas Hayom Kekulo?
Is that applied here or other contexts? You want to know if whether you could apply it to here?
I don't know if it's going to help us. That's what I said. I don't know. If you don't think that it can help us, then you don't have to even answer the question. But I thought maybe it might be that somebody might have such a svara to think, oh, I said Hayom. I kept part of the day. I kept part of Hayom. That's it. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. But it doesn't sit so well with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a start. That's a start. Maybe I'll see if we could, you know, work out something based on that. What do you say, Shlomo?
I'm missing what the... how's the Rav understanding the Havamina of the... if we were to get confused, what would the...
So to me, it would seem like that that he's saying he's asking Hayoim, and he sees someone else, you know, ending at a certain point in time, and he's taking from there that's what the word usage that he used, you know, has mashmois that it should end then. Right? That's what I thought. That's what I understood what the original gzeira was. So that's what I would understand that's what this the base of this gzeira also is. And I was having a difficulty with how does Hayoim translate in an ending of, you know, the 4 o'clock that he sees the other person, you know, be mutter.
Again, he's saying Yom Echad.
Our person over here is saying Hayoim, right? And we're afraid that he's going to confuse. Whereas, this second Zayah the Gemara is asking is that we should extend Yom Echad. That's what I thought we were saying.
I'm going to suggest a completely different way, but
let's see.
Do I have this backwards? When he says Hayom, he has a gzera that it's that he has to go to Mies Leis.
Right.
Right. That's where we mamish have the
right.
Right, so the one where we don't say.
So what was the question? What did the Gemara suggest that we should make a second gzeira?
Right,
where should that be?
I understood that was that a person says Yom Echad.
Right.
We should have a gzeira that it should go to the nightfall.
Right.
Of the next and night, then, like a day.
And then for some reason it's the next night, which is I guess a little problem, right? Right.
Or what night could it be?
Well, I mean,
yeah, that's, I mean, it has to be, but why there'd be a problem? I mean, why you would think it should be the next night, you know, is a little puzzling, right? In other words, because if he said Hayom, it would have been just to that night, right? So, but you're right. It doesn't make sense that the zero would be to the previous night because then there's no problem, and then you know he's being more machmir. So you have to say it's the next night. But why it would be that way is a little peculiar, no?
But what are you asking as far as what?
In other words, let's say that a person said a gzeira yom echad, and we're worried we're going to mix it up with a person that said hayom, and a person that said hayom would be aser till nightfall. So why?
So we want him to be to his iser should end at that point of time, as the other person. So he's really ending before nightfall, right?
Right.
This Yom Echad person. So the Ikra Adin, his nezah ends before nightfall. We're afraid that the other person is going to learn and end his nezah before nightfall. Mm-hmm. And his nezah has to, right? So therefore, we're going to push it up in order that no mistake could be made. And therefore, even if you follow him, but, you know, he's okay.
Everyone has to go to the Rav after Mariv. Say, this is what I said, what am I mutter? And there's no middle of the day stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we ended up.
Is that how you understood it, or here?
Said Yom Echad till.
Like a day and a half.
Yeah,
you'd have to be a day and a half. That's the way we're understanding it at this point, right?
Yeah. But
only because the other guy might.
Because the other guy, yeah, for whatever reason, might think I can drink in the middle of the day also, even though I said ayom. Or we have a little difficulty understanding how he would come to such a thought. That's our problem.
Right.
We're making a gzera, but if I make a neder yom echad, we're worried about someone else making a mistake because of it, and not the person himself making a mistake?
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you understand differently?
I mean, let's put it this way. The first Xera was the person that made the nether. We were worried that...
But he'll learn from someone else, right? That's what it is, right? The first Xera was...
Not someone said he would learn from someone else, but he would... is that how... I understand it.
He's somehow gonna know about someone who used an Yom Echad, right? And I make mistakes.
No, we're worrying about the Yom Echad guy in the first case, right?
Right, the Yom Echad person, right? The Yom Echad person, right? Right. If he knows about Din of Techshach, right? That's right.
Okay, so that's not how I thought he was confused that when he said Yom Echad, that has the connotations till the end of the night. Not that,
but doesn't have to be, it has to be based on some kind of outside thing, because if we change the outside thing, it's not going to help him, right? So if he has this thought in his mind, you know, he Without looking around, then it's not going to help him. So it seems to be from the fact that he's looking around, right, and he's seeing someone else, made an eder, and you know he used the similar terms, and by his night meal he's already drinking wine. Right, so that's where he's going to get the idea from. That I said a similar term. Okay, I guess that answers you only till Tavshach.
Okay, so that's different than how I initially understood it. I have to rethink the sugya.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sakoponim. Okay, that's more sense. So let's say that again. Okay, so the Gemara tells us that. That there's a gzeira over here, and the gzeira, the Gemara tells us, it only affects the person who use a lashon of hayoyim, which meikra adin is only as lacha techshach, but we have to extend it to the full meis leis or akapon nicheila, right, in order to drink before the meis leis, that shouldn't get confused with someone who uses a lotion from a yemech, which is full meis leis. That's the first gemara. Omar Avinu. Omar limirei mar hochi omar ovuch mishmei dirab Yosef. Keman Ozla. I don't know who he's talking to. He's talking to Abaye. He's talking. I don't know who he's talking to.
Achi Amar Avuch. Marimar said to Ravina, your father said this to me, no?
Who's talking to? Omar Ravina, Omar Li Marimar, right? Ravina says that Marimar told me, Hochi Omar Avuch. Right, this is what your father said. So who's he talking to? The father of who?
Father of Ravina, no?
Omar Ravina. Omar Li Marimar, Hochi. Oh, this is the father of Ravina.
Marimar said to Ravina was recounting that Marimar said to him, your father said this to me in the name of
okay.
Rav Yosef.
Right. Ravina's
okay.
father, right?
Ravina's
right.
father, okay. Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Kiman Ozlo Hashmaited Ravina Bar Abba. Which that's why I have the gears over here on the other side over there. Agamor, the way we have it's Rabbi Yemiya, but that original memra.
It's a big difference.
I heard from him. So he's saying that he heard from the original one who right, Rabbi Yemiya, he's the one who said Tachshach, and then the Mor says, "My time, Rabbi Yosef, you know, comes to explain him." Right, so he sounds like he's saying that he heard from the original source, right, of the din mishutach shach that k'man ozlo. This is based.
Who heard from the original source?
Mremer is saying that the father of Ravina, right, said b'shem Rabbi Yosef. Is that what it is, or
yeah? I think he just heard from Rav Yosef that it was explaining Rav Yirmi of Barabba.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. There's a variation of what Rabbi Yosef said. Okay, there's like a lishna achrina in what Rabbi Yosef said. That's what it is. Right? Because Rabbi Yosef, originally it was Rabbi Yosef said who said the gzera. Right? Now we have it.
That's the gzera.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Right, he was explaining Rav Yirmiya, let's say. So he had this Rav Yirmiya, and he said it's a gezeira. So now, Lechora, right, we're saying it's not a gezeira.
So we'll speak what Rabbi Nosson. He's bringing Rav Nosson into the picture over here, and this is based on Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson. So now, what does the Gemara mean over here? What's changing, and in what way is this din bechshetech shach based on Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson is one who tells us that a nether is not a good thing. We have to right away as soon as we can. Any nether, be sure to take off the nether, even if one's mekayim a nether. It's not we're not happy about that. Now let's see the Ran. What does the Ran say over here? Look the Ran. Okay, we're jumping over this Ran. It talks about tainis. And look the Ran. Kiman oz lo shmaite de Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba k'rim nosen. Koymer. Demay de matzrechinen lei she'el lechochem bo'im hayoim. This that we said, that someone says hayoim, which really asers techshach. And we're saying that no, by techshach you can't drink. You need she'el eschochem. Lav yishum gzera bilchud. Yeah, right. It's not merely a gzeira. That wouldn't be sufficient. If it would just be a gzeira, a concern of a confusion, that would not. We would not have this halacha. The sphere lund leishchiach kulayhai lechlufei. That this exchange that a person should make is not really such a concern. Leishchiach kulayhai lechlufei. Dimishum gzeira bilchud nach mibe. There's not enough basis. A concern of a achluf, that person will confuse the two things, and a michshul will come out of it. There's not enough basis that should be the sole reason of the gzeira. Umihu kivon dechinoda lav shapir over kedem nosan. However, that since we have Reb Nosson who tells us that anyone who makes a neder in the first place is lav shapir of it, Right? We don't lack in neder to be in existence at all. Nehi de'iloi have a shayach lemigza klal le'machmirin aleitz v'chisheila. True, Reb Nosson's din is not mechayev us in any neder. You know, bishoyel, right? That also it doesn't do. Tiyachab chulin dom nami kimot is manayu ne'mahochi. Now I don't know why he's saying that, right? If Reb Nosson, okay, I mean, he's saying if Reb Nosson alone is a reason, I guess, for this halacha here, right? I don't know how, you know, how that would even, you know, why that would be punkt kimot is manayu, right? Right. And as Reb Nosson, maybe it should be, you know, right away, you know, shoyel on it, right? It's not mati is manayu. What the Ran is coming to tell us over here is
what
basically
mat
means to reach when his man comes. But let's just see, you know, the idea of the Ran is saying over here, and this is something interesting that, you know, that's good to see that's how the Ran is saying over here, and this idea, you know, is helpful in other places. You have to have the right direction when to use this. But he's basically making a combination, a tziruf. He's saying that, you know, that there's a gzeira over here. You have Reb Nosson, right? But when they come together, that could create a din, or in this case, you know, a gzeira based on Reb Nosson. But without Reb Nosson, then we don't have enough basis to make a gzeira by itself. And therefore, he's saying as follows.
And it seems like he said the other way. That's what he's saying the other way also. That without this chashash, you wouldn't have a basis to make a hatzracha for a Reb Nosson.
Right. I was just a little bit bothered that why would that
right, maybe
be
kimot
is manayu, right? I mean, it should be any nether, you should have to show you. Right? That's the point of time when it's over, you know, is already.
Right. I mean, Lachar, right, it's a whole different thing. Meaning, if you're going to require him to ask right away, then you're asking him, you're saying, don't make him garim, and we want you to get rid of anything
right,
that you
right.
did,
and
it's gone.
Right, yeah.
If you're waiting till the end, we're saying, okay, we're not happy that you're making netters, and we're trying to make the point you shouldn't be making netters, but we want you to fulfill the netter once you make it. Now, once you fulfilled it, we're going to make you ask, even though it doesn't do anything. It's mamish not doing anything. You fulfilled the netter. The netter's over. It's not doing anything. We're only making the point that we don't want you to make the zorim.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That would be there. But Akopan, right. But that's what the Ran is cheshbening. Mihu kol heich the shayech lemigzer klal. Oh, but however, when they come together, that's when it'll actually be. So if there's some kind of basis, even a far off. And he calls it a knas. Right? So that's what he means to say. Right? So what the Gemara is changing over here is that, like as the Ran says, that to say that it's a simple gzeira, there's not really enough basis over here to make a gzeira. And what this is, it's really based on the Reb Nosson, who is against Nedarim in the first place. So that's why, if there's a slight reason for Xera, even though it doesn't not justify by itself, but in Nedarim we would hop on and we would make this Xera, calls it a knas, so it could have some kind of a different connotation even. Mm-hmm. Now the Ran just says therefore it'll chapsach and nafkamina, you know, there'll be a difference between the two. If you have a situation where Reb Nosson doesn't apply, then this whole halacha won't be. Hilkach, im hoy ned the mitzvah kein lil moedel kein mitzvah ein et zor sheilo. Right? Fine. Right? So that's what Ran means to say over here, that certain nidorim, if it's ned l'kaim is a mitzvah, you don't have Reb Nosson. If you don't have Reb Nosson, so mitzad exeri itself, according to this side of the Gemara, we would make. According to the initial side of the Gemara, then that still would be exeri on that.
Maybe it's something like from a kalochus in mathematics. Meaning, we would normally hold, if a half is like a zero, and another half is like a zero, so a zero and a zero is a zero. He's holding a half and a half as a whole.
Okay. Right. Now this, you know, you find a lot of times, and that's an issue that you have to deal with, right? When you have these, you know, somehow you have to understand how these two halves are not, you know, it becomes a whole, right? That's a good point, very good point, yeah.
Can we use this to answer what you asked?
Let's hear,
what
yeah.
The Rav asked before is, why bring the whole Shailas Chacham is that it's not really, in other words, it's not really, we're not really giving him an option to complete it till Yeis Le'eis, but we're saying that he dafka has to ask the Sheilas Chacham. That's his knas here. Is that what the Din Rabbanan is?
Okay. That's a good point. That is a good point, L'chayra. Right? You don't have the option. Right? Let's say he says, oh, you know, I'm okay. I'll hold the Isser to the end. I'll carry to the end. Right? We definitely want a Sheila. Yep, I hear that. Very good. That's nice. Alright, okay, I think we'll hold over here for now. Okay, shkolech everyone. Okay, and we should talk, everyone should have taka from the remaining of the yontif. Right, as we mentioned, that as the intensity of the light grows, right, we should be able to take it in and be very well illuminated. Right, and carry us throughout the year, mentorship.
Amen.
Also, Mashiach.
Amen.
Okay, good.
Okay, I see that.